Humility does not regard itself as humble. It's amazing. As soon as I see that, thank God, I'm humble, then you can put me on the devil's knee. Humility does not regard itself as humble. It's the most important criterion. How is it expressed in our real life? It is the beginning of enduring insults without snapping back, enduring insults, lies, slander with gratitude to God. Then, if a person is really following this spiritual path, they develop love to these insulters and murderers. As Saint Ignatius writes, that the face of a person who is hunting for my head can become for me a face of an angel of light. Of course, these are steps of what we can express in general as love to our enemies. What is love? These are steps which a person needs to climb one by one before they acquire this love to enemies. Then, another very important criterion is disgust towards the human glory. You know, disgust when someone is pouring some dirt which is stinky on you, what would you do? You'd be running away. So it's sweet and dirty and sticky, and the person is running away from it. So this person is running away from human glory. Would we like to stand under this flow? Never. So that's an amazing picture. All the saints avoided human glory. They left even the place where they were living in order to flee the human glory. And on the contrary, we're looking for it, we're seeking it. So, I can evaluate myself. So, is it disgusting for me, or am I looking for it? And I can see myself and conclude. That's how spiritual I am. That's a great criterion. So, the disgust to human glory. And also awareness of our sinfulness is preceding all the spiritual gifts a person may receive on the path of the spiritual life. There is no humility, no peace, no true prayer, no love, let alone love, if there is no basis which is the awareness of our sinfulness. If I cannot see this, if this picture of my sinfulness is not opening in front of me, I have no spiritual life at all. We must know this for sure. We must know these criteria. We must memorize them and tell others.